Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Ovril, O-V-R-I-L, Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll do that. Miss Banks, you are in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, is this Ovril?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. But before we do move forward, I do want to confirm some basic information for you here. I have your first name here as Ovril. Is that O-V-R-I-L?
Yes, ma'am.
And last name Banks. Is that B-A-N-K-S?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I have the best phone number for you here as 251-222-2364. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already find an attorney to assist you, or this would be the first time?
First time.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And did you take the depo shots for at least a year, having at least 4 separate injections?
Yes.
Okay. And after taking the depo shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
Brain.
Brain, I see. Okay, and do you have the date in which you were diagnosed?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I just had you on my headset, so I was just trying to make sure that you can hear me.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I can still hear you, so we're all good there. I was asking the date of diagnosis. Do you have the exact date?
April 14, 2017.
Okay, and that would be April 14th of 2017. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you recall how they had diagnosed you? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
Both.
Both, okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
7/30/84.
Okay, and that is going to be July 30th of 1984. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that has suffered through Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And was it the Depo brand, the name brand Depo Provera that you were using, not generic or sub-Q?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Got it. Okay. And you said that you used it for at least a year, having at least 4 separate injections. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you remember when you started using it, or if you don't remember the year, do you remember how old you were when you started using it?
2017
was when you started using it?
No, I used it before, even too, I think.
Okay.
I've been on it so long.
Right, okay. Do you remember how old you were when you started the depo shots?
Yeah, it was back in 2013.
Okay, and for an estimation of the month, what month did you want me to put in?
January 1st.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and put January 1st of 2013, when approximately you started the depo shots. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and when would you say that you stopped using it? Would it be in 2017 that you stopped?
Yeah.
Would you say it was in April 1st that you stopped using it in 2017?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put that in then. Perfect. And for HIPAA purposes on the consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. Okay, and besides your first and last name here as Ovril Banks, do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by?
D.
Okay, and that would be D like David, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And social?
My social?
Yeah, so if you're not comfortable with giving me the full, that is perfectly fine. I do just need at least the last four.
7941.
Okay, and that would be 7941. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And I have an email here for you already, which is your first name and last name at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, and what's going to be the best address for you?
3051 Louise Drive North, Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you be able to say the numbers again?
3051.
3051?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And after that?
Louise Drive North.
Would you be able to spell out the name of the street?
L-O-U-I-S-E.
L-O-U-I-S-E. Okay, and you said that was street, is that right? Oh, Louise North?
Street Drive.
Drive.
Louise Drive North.
Okay, Mobile, Alabama. Okay, and is there a unit or apartment number, or is it a home, a house?
It's a home. It's
okay.
A house.
Okay, so I have 3051 Louise Drive North, Mobile, Alabama, 36606. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I do apologize. Sometimes my headset, it gets a little muffled. So sometimes with the numbers, it's hard for me to hear. But I appreciate you re-clarifying that for me. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with cancer prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor that had diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Oh, Lord. Sean Clark.
Sean Park, is that right?
Clark.
Clark.
Okay,
I see. Did you see him in Mobile, Alabama?
Hey. Care Help Alabama.
Okay.
I ain't at home. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So Dr. Sean Clark was the one that diagnosed you. Is that right?
Yes.
Was he also the same doctor that treated you for the meningioma as well?
Yes.
The same doctor? Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, and in terms of the actual depot shots, do you remember the name of the doctor that had prescribed you the depot shots?
The doctor that described it is Dr. Stephen Winston.
Okay, and you said that was Dr. Steve or Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you said that was Dr. Steve Whitman, is that right?
Stephen Whitman.
Okay, would you be able to spell the last name for me? I'm not I'm showing him up here.
W-I-N-S-T-O-N.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Okay. Got it. Okay, did you see him in Fairhope?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And, did he physically give you the shots at his clinic, or did he prescribe them home and you pick them up at a local pharmacy?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy, okay. And which pharmacy would that have been?
Walgreens.
And is that Walgreens going to be in Fairhope or Mobile?
Mobile.
Okay, got it. And which one would that be? The one on Airport Boulevard, Government Street, Cottage Hill?
Government Street.
Thank you so much. Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and input this information in your file here. Bear with me one moment. Okay, and at Dr. Sean Clark's office, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis of the meningioma of the brain. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, And last thing here is I am just going to be needing an emergency contact. We're not able to share with them any information about your case. It's just so that we have a secondary phone number in case this one does get disconnected, okay?
Say that one more time.
We just need an emergency contact for you.
Oh, okay. J-U-L-I-U-S-S-E.
A-I-L-O-U-S.
No E.
I'm sorry. So you said that was J-A-I-L-O-U-S?
No, J-U.
Mm-hmm.
Just Philip Milligan. I do my cousin.
Okay, and what's your cousin's name? Hello?
Oh, that's it. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I said Julius, J-U-L-I-U-S-E.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I don't know why that was so hard for me to figure out. Thank you so much. Okay, and I'm ready for their phone number whenever you have it.
251-513-4371.
71, thank you so much. Okay, great. Let me go ahead and get these consent forms sent over to you. In the meantime, if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you these consent forms both through your text message and email. So whichever one comes in first, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, before I go ahead and do that, I just want to confirm some basic information for you here. I have your first name here as Ovril B. Banks, residing at 3051 Louise Drive North, Mobile, Alabama, 36606. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and I have your date of birth here as July 30th, 1984, with last four of social as 7941. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I just sent this over. Like I said, whenever it pops up on your end, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay. It says, has the email. It says review document.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can go ahead and click on that where it says review document.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then when it pops up, the first thing it should say
it's
is...
It's going to take forever. I don't have no signal. Hey, how you doing?
That's okay.
I don't have no signal where I'm at because I'm not at home.
Okay, that's okay. We'll just take it one by one, okay? Okay, and just let me know what it says on your end when you click on it.
It's still loading, is what I'm saying. I'm in a spot where I don't have any signal.
Okay, no worries. We'll take our time with it. There's no rush.
Do you agree to receive future SMS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is asking, yeah, it's just asking if it's okay for us to send you text messages. And then the next one is a security check. Just make sure your email is accurate on there. And then click continue.
Please review.
Please review and act on these documents. Okay. At the bottom, do you see where it says, I agree to electronic records? And there's a box next to it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and check mark the box and then click continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now at the very top.
This is little writing. I can't see none of this.
At the very top, do you see where it says
see my
start?
Name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the start button?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on the start button, and then I want you to look for a yellow box with a downward-facing black arrow. Do you see that?
I see it. I was trying to read what the paperwork
Oh yeah, and you can zoom in if since you're on your phone. You can zoom in so you can see all the words. It's I know it's really small on the phone. And again, it's just a retainer and the consent form that they can request for your medical records as it pertains to the Depo Provera case. There's no cost out of pocket for you at all.
Okay, that one's done. Just click all of them now.
Yes. So do you
draw your initials?
Yeah. So just make sure you draw just your initials in that box, and then click where it says adopt and sign. Okay. And do you see? Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, I see it completed on my end. I know there's a continue button, but you can actually just exit from the screen completely, and you can take me off speaker if you prefer.
Okay, I can go inside the building now.
Okay, so everything looks good here. Yeah, there's nothing else that we need you to do from this point on. You should expect a phone call from the law firm directly in the next 4 days. So if they do call you or leave you messages, make sure you get back to them as soon as possible because they need to do that before they can start pulling your medical records, okay? And that's basically it. In a moment here, I'm going to text you with my number. So in case you ever have questions, just feel free to give me a call, okay, Oprah?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.